This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is that day we call Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. You can reach Kurt and his crew at 720-895-0500. It is AIMortgage.net, and we will first say hello to Mr. Rogers.
How are you?
How are you, sir?
Everything getting better?
Everything's getting better.
Good.
It is, and if you've listened to the show, you probably heard my dad. Passed away Saturday before Easter in Dallas, and was very blessed and fortunate to be by his side at that time, and had been traveling back and forth over about the last 10 weeks, trying to be with him and help him there in the hospital and all, but his battle here came to an end.
His battle here is
he's
over.
He's in a much better place, I promise.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, I know a lot of people say that, but it's great when you know for sure where they are. And I am very, very thankful for that. And all the support here, the crew here has been great. And Charlie, our engineers, of course, helped me a tremendous amount traveling back and forth and helped me out with shows and getting things going. So appreciate everybody's support.
So, summer upon us yet?
I think so. Man, I know one thing, the wind's upon us.
Yeah,
this has been a windy, windy
never seen it like this before. Reminds me of Nevada.
Yeah.
The wind's always blowing out there. And it's, you know, we'd like to see it kind of calm down a little bit for the fire danger.
Yep.
I mean, we ain't getting enough water. We don't need the wind, too.
But, I know.
It is nice to see that the nights are now about 45.
Yep.
Days are in the 70s and 80s.
It's nice.
Perfect golf weather, right, Tori?
Yes, it is.
It is. It's perfect golf weather.
We'll get to our golf expert, Tori Cosgrove, here in just a minute. But
He'll tell you about your slice, how to fix it, right?
I got it.
Well, before we get to Tori, Kurt, let's touch on your end of things here with the mortgage business. And is it right to use the word recession? Are we in one?
I think that the media wants to use it to sell advertising, but I think that we're actually headed in that direction if we haven't even started. And I don't know, when you think of recession, I don't think you tie the word to depression to it. It's not like 2008. And a lot of people want to reference back to 2008 with what happened. I don't see that. There's too many other factors that they have changed and done to prevent that from happening again. But I think if you've gone out to look at a home, you're like, well, yeah, the prices could come down a little bit. It wouldn't hurt my feelings. So I think there's going to be a readjustment. I do not think it will be this year. The demand is still way too high with the supply. We talked a couple of weeks ago. We only had like 1,300 homes on the NMLS. Now they have over 4,000. So you're starting to see a slight change. I think by the end of summer, you'll see all the bids on this appraisal gap. They'll just stop. They'll just go away because people won't pay them anymore. Things will stable out. Next year, I think you'll see a readjustment of value, but nothing too critical.
Right. What was the highest gap that you saw where somebody was asking for a house and people paid over asking price?
$95,000. And it actually happened to one of my loan officers. He put it up and, you know, he figured it was worth $550, so he started it out at like $525, and he got $620 for it.
Man,
cash, cash.
That'll work.
Yeah.
He said, "Well, maybe I should have waited." I said, "No, don't get greedy."
Man, yeah, for sure.
$95,000 was pretty good.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are looking at that right now. If you're thinking that the recession is coming, my suggestion is take a look at where you are. And if things slow down, how would you be able to handle them? Because now is the opportunity to put yourself in position to where when it changes, you're not hurt. And there's a lot of different ways of looking at that. I would make sure I'd cut my debt down, my credit card debt, I'd get that off. I'd make sure I had a pocket of money that I could go to, like maybe a second mortgage. I don't do them, but I think they're great to have in case there's an emergency comes up. You can tap the funds without taking money out of savings or retirement.
Right.
So now's the time to look at that thing. If it's coming, am I prepared for it? Because you've got 6 months to a year.
Right. Rates as of today are?
Higher than they were yesterday.
Okay.
Actually, the rates today have come down three times. Now, the media won't tell you that.
Sure.
But from this morning, Every day the rates will move. They've come down, not a lot, but they've come down three times. Just I don't see them going up to, some people saying they're going to get to 7 to 8% by the end of the year. No, I don't see that at all.
Okay.
I think we'll be at 5.5 to 6.
Well, once again, if you're needing any help with a mortgage, refinance, reverse mortgage, any of that, Kurt and his team can help you. It's Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Well, it is great to have our good friend Tori Cosgrove back in with us, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. They have been our exclusive plumbing and heating company for as long as we have had Haystack, which is, what, 2008? So, hey,
more than 10 years.
Man, we're getting there. So good. Well, Tori, good to see you, sir.
Good to be here.
You never change, man. You look the same as the day I met you.
He's not getting any gray hair. I don't see any gray hair in his head.
I could use that. Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Got that youthful, great smile. Yeah, so good. So, well, Tori, we talk, you know, going through COVID and all, man, I look back and even what you went through, a plumbing and heating company, you couldn't even go in people's houses. I mean, you want to talk about riding some rough times.
It was a very different time. We're getting close back to normal now, but it was a very different time. And it was a time of learning how to do things different. But eventually it became a time of more work than normal because everybody was at home their plumbing and heating. So for us, it was you know, two tails during that COVID experience.
Yeah, they used the bathrooms more. They used the heater more. Everything, if the house was used more, so it wears down quicker.
So many plugged drains, you couldn't believe it.
Man,
I hadn't thought of that, but that probably does make sense.
So let's kind of give folks a little bit of your history. I mean, man, you guys are tapping on the door 50 years, right?
This actually is our 50th anniversary year this year. And for current ownership, which I'm the leader of, it's 25 years. So it is tough to do anything
That's
for 25
still
years.
A huge accomplishment.
Yes,
yeah.
And it's tough to do anything for 50 years. Man, so we're pretty proud of all that.
Yeah, right. I'm 21, so I completely understand that. You've been doing it for 50. That's... I don't know that I would still be working in 50 years.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you guys talk about what I look like, but I guarantee you I aged.
Yeah, when you go to get up, you feel it, right? It's like, oh, it takes me a few more minutes.
You bet.
You don't do a lot of the plumbing work. You hire people for that.
No, I have good people good working people. For me doing all that, or I would be in trouble.
Absolutely. So looking at, we look at the auto industry, how it suffered with parts and even chips today, and still they're waiting on different things. What about your industry as a whole as far as plumbing, heating, and air?
Definitely,
how did it affect you guys?
Definitely an issue right now, and it's been an issue for a year anyway. And, it's almost worse trying to repair stuff. We're really proud of our ability to repair things for people. We don't need to sell you something if you don't need it because we have the ability to repair stuff. But anymore, especially a lot of the foreign built products, and a lot of the HVAC industry is built in Asia, Mexico,
sure.
and those parts are semi impossible to source, and a lot of times you call and ask where they are and they're sitting outside the, in the ocean next to California or something.
Yeah.
So, and people have become more understanding of that recently.
Sure.
But it was tough about 6 months ago having people understand why they don't have hot water or cooling because we can't fix it. And then you start saying, but I could sell you a new one.
And that was going to be my next point, because to many that would seem like a sales point. But, I mean, hey, it is what it is. If you can't get the part.
Yeah.
And do you want to wait 3 months? And you know what? Even though they tell you 3 weeks, it may be 3 months, right?
Right, right. So that's been the thing, because you don't want to come across as someone that's trying to sell something they don't need. Yeah.
Sure.
But yet you don't want to be the person that wants your customer to accept they're going to be uncomfortable for 3 to 6 months. And, this could be, we've had instances of people home with medical conditions, a family getting ready to have a baby, and that's a tough one to kind of, that's more difficult than actually doing the plumbing work or the heating work,
Well, we're not used to having to wait for anything in this country.
That's...
And when we first got into that, okay, we got to wait a month, then it's 2 months. It's like, I don't want to wait. You're lying to me. Somebody else has it. And I'm sure you faced that.
That's not the American way.
No,
patience is not the American way.
I just want to say this. a lot of good companies out there. So this isn't a blanket statement of knocking companies. But you know what? You can probably make enough calls and get somebody to tell you what you want to hear.
Yes.
But that does not necessarily mean that's the right long-term solution for you and the best value.
You're right.
You know,
and
right?
Sometimes they'll just make the problem worse in the long run. Exactly.
Sure.
So telling people what they want to hear is not a good thing. Selling people what they don't need is mm-hmm. not a good thing. But in this world right now, sometimes you do have to sell them what they don't need because you can't fix what they need.
Right.
You know, it's been a weird change of events.
Hmm. I have a young man, one of my loan officers, his son, they stole his catalytic converter to kind of go along with that as mm-hmm. an example. And he was told it would take 4 months to get one. So he's been Ubering for a while, and he said, I'm tired of this. So he's going to go trade in his truck to the dealership, which doesn't care because they can get it faster than he can. And he's going to trade it in and buy another truck because he doesn't have the patience to wait. That, I mean, that's just an example of what goes along.
We just had that happen to one of our commercial
yeah.
vehicles.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on with this catalytic converter thing around town, but someone stole one of ours parked on the side of the street.
Right. Yeah. That's a new industry. They now have guards to protect your catalytic converter so you can't get to them.
I think it took us 2 weeks to get one put on, and I think they put one of those on as part of it. Isn't that crazy?
Yep, and there's a new device out that you can put into on your dash to where you have a key when you get in. When you take it out, you can't hotwire the car. It can't do anything to it. Shuts the entire system down. When you put this key in, it connects everything and makes it work so your key that starts the car will work. Again, here's the problem. We come up with solutions for it.
Yeah.
Wow. It's Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. Their number 303-233-7007. And as I said earlier, Tori has been our exclusive plumbing and heating company for as long as we have had Haystack. And I'm telling you, I've referred them to many, many people throughout the years, our church, personal friends, Kurt Rogers. And we'll let Kurt tell a little bit of his testimonial here in a minute. But Tori, before our break, let's just kind of give an umbrella look, kind of so to speak, of all Lakewood Plumbing and Heating has to offer.
You bet. So, you know, there's really like, you know, three different trades, so to speak, in our profession. You know, drain cleaning and then HVAC and plumbing.
Okay.
So, and it's almost like I was discussing with you earlier, it's almost like, you know, three different vans that are driving around there fixing things all day long. So, you know, we do a lot of furnace, air conditioning, and boiler work, repair work, and replacement. For drain cleaning, everything from unclogging a toilet to running someone's main line, camera video work, replacing lines. And then for the plumbing, anywhere from changing out your hose spigots, which is a real common thing this time of year where
right.
they froze last year and you go to turn them on and they start leaking down the wall. Anywhere from there to, you know, ground up remodel work and, you know, pop tops and, you know, bigger jobs like that.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you guys have an emergency service as well?
24/7. Every night there's one drain cleaner, one HVAC tech, and one plumber who pulled the short straw and works at night, you know, just trying to take care of the emergencies. And we're going to come out and try to do it and get it done temporarily so we can come back and do it during the normal business hours for a lot less cost. So we tried just to do it as an emergency service, something, you know, with sewer, gas, and water. You know, if you need it done, you probably need it done now.
So what's the craziest thing you guys have ever pulled out of a kitchen sink?
You know, I can't say kitchen sink, but I got a couple of good ones here.
I was going to say, there has to be
another. Maybe tell me during the break so we can make sure we can.
Yeah.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, and your money matters. Tori Cosgrove is with us, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. Again, their number, 303-233-7007.
The physical injuries, emotional damage, and economic damages of your case should be accounted for, and sometimes that means going to trial. Kevin Flesh of Flesh & Beck Law is willing to go to court for your personal injury case at no additional cost. Other personal injury attorneys will expect extra money when they take your case to trial. In some cases, they won't do the extra work at all. You deserve an attorney who will get you adequate compensation. He will do his best to get you the fair value of your case and will even take it to trial if necessary. Kevin Flesh with Flesh & Beck Law works on a contingency rather than a retainer. That means they get paid once you get the money and take the same percentage whether you take the money or not. Kevin Flesh wants more for you. Set up a free consultation with personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh to get the legal guidance you deserve. Call 303-806-8886. That's 303-806-8886.
Now's the time to save at the Outdoorsman's Attic. Here are just a few of the discounts you will find. All fishing gear and sleeping bags, 30% off. All Sitka gear and packs, 25% off. Gun accessories, decoys, archery, selected optics, all 20% off. And if you've got some camping, hunting, fishing gear you want to turn into cash, take it to the Outdoorsman's Attic. Shop now, save now at the Outdoorsman's Attic, 2650 West Hampton in Sheridan. Family owned and operated. Great gear, great service, all at the Outdoorsman's Attic.
With rates on the rise, how do you get the best rate? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Did you know that when you get cash out, or your FICO score is below a 740, or you're financing a condo versus a single-family home, it will cost you more in rate and fees? Many lenders are charging more. Stop paying it. At Affordable Interest Mortgage, we have lenders that don't charge. Trying to purchase a second home, or is your loan amount considered a high balance or jumbo? There they go again, charging you more. Take AIM. 720-895-0500. Let us show you a loan that doesn't charge more. Seeing a low rate but not reading the small print, only to realize all the extra costs and fees? Again, stop. Call 720-895-0500. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Quit paying fees and closing costs that are unnecessary. Get a low rate without all the extra costs. Let us show you how to save thousands. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Serving Coloradans for over 20 years. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Once again, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. But our special guest today, Mr. Torrey Cosgrove, owner of Lakewood Plumbing and Heating, 303-233-7007. It's Lakewood Plumbing. Is it lakewoodplumbing.com?
Yeah. www.lakewoodplumbing.com.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I didn't think the word heating was in there. All right, yep. So you can check them out there as well. And as we mentioned, they do have 24/7 emergency service, but hopefully you can catch them during the day. And, Tori, that brings up something now as we get in this time of year. It's always better before something breaks to call your house. So
amen.
What are some things in a home that people can do maintenance-wise? And, you know, we can take the – AC and all that now, because that's what we're going to be getting into.
You
and
bet.
Then even some plumbing stuff that people could do to not have to make that emergency call.
Like the home spigot, for example.
Home spigot, just, you know, when they freeze, you don't know they freeze, because they freeze in that first little stem part that's between the valve and the house. And so they only leak when you turn them on. So I'm going to tell the story about one of our technicians that it happened at his house. He lives in Elizabeth. He turned his on, and he ran his hose outside for 2 hours. And in his own house, he ran inside, and his basement was flooded. So the first time you turn on that spigot every year, just go inside and make sure it's not leaking, because they leak inside the house.
Yes, not out.
And he has a huge insurance claim, and it's one of my technicians.
Wow.
So he didn't even think about it for himself.
Yeah. That's hard to say. Well, insurance company. Well, you can call me at work. Where do you work? Liquid Plumbing and Heating. Yeah.
So you know, when you fire up those hose spigots, that's important. You know, if you just want to make sure it didn't freeze. And we had some pretty substantial, you know, cold temperatures this year. So we probably are getting a couple of those a day right now. So that's something to consider.
Right. And filters and all on AC units and.
I've told you, one of the main air conditioning service calls, especially starting off the year, is a plugged filter. Everyone thinks about changing their filters for their furnace season and heating season. It's more important to do it for air conditioning season. Air conditioning is really sensitive to airflow. A plugged filter restricts your airflow, and then that creates big problems. So something so simple that you can do for air conditioning, I would say one out of every five air conditioning calls we get is probably a plugged filter, restricted air, and it freezes the air conditioning system because there's not enough air going through it. So that's probably the best advice I could give anyone with the air conditioning, Or, you know, we come out, and Ray said to offer you a special, like we always do.
Okay, yeah.
But we come out, and we do about a 20-point checklist that we do annually. And part of that is, you know, replacing or cleaning the filter.
Okay.
See, my wife, she's got a little list of replace filter in the refrigerator. This, she does that on the air conditioner. On this month, we take the old one out, put a new one in. At this month, we take it out and put another. She's just got a system.
It's absolutely that easy, too. To save yourself time, trouble, and to make your equipment last longer. You know,
it's pretty inexpensive.
Yep.
Sure. You don't worry about it. Same thing with the furnace.
Yep. Absolutely. And then, you know, like I say, for someone that says, you know, but my furnace is in the crawl space, well, then that's fine. Maybe we're worth it to come out there for it. But what you don't do is you don't just neglect it.
Yeah. And that special would be what?
Ray said to offer a $94. We usually do an AC tune-up for $175, and he just sent me a text. Says, make sure you let him know that the listeners get a $94 AC tune-up.
All right, so $175 to $94.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good deal. Thank you, Ray. Deal.
You know, all right. That's all him.
The number again, 303-233-7007.
What's your most common call?
I would say
at this time of year.
I would say the most common call this time of year is probably a drain call. And, you know, I don't know why, I would say between drain calls and hose bibs is your, you know, kind of March, April, May calls. And then we're just starting to get into the air conditioning calls right now.
Right. Yeah, we're not up there yet. Once we wait till it gets above 90 before we click ours on.
Right, right. We're not quite there. But it's a few of them starting to come in.
Yeah. Sure. Now, I know everybody's pulled over on the side of the road to wait to hear what was the strangest thing. I forgot about that. So what's
the strangest things, there's a lot of them, but I'll just tell you the strangest thing, like last week. We were jackhammering a floor to repair what we thought was a broke sewer line, and the men jackhammered the floor, removed the concrete, excavated down to the pipe. And when they got down to the pipe, they found like what they thought was a piece of cloth or a T-shirt or something blocking the flow of the sewage. So we thought we had it, cut out the pipe. They went to take the T-shirt out, and inside that T-shirt was a dead rat. And that was quite a surprise. So that's last week, but I got 1,000 of them.
Well, that besides fixing that pipe and get that – you have a smell problem now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it was everything. It was everything problem. But the good thing is, hey, it's fixed. Things are flowing, and life is good for
you. You would never expect that.
Oh, no, you would never. And even my guys didn't, but it was actually pretty fun.
And they've seen a lot.
Now, you do the drain, you know, cleaning, and most of the time that takes you guys line, right?
Yep.
You see a ton of these products of, you know, gels you can pour down, and all these atomic explosives, whatever, that you can pour down, they say. Doesn't any of that stuff work, really?
You know, some of it does. I like some of those products that you put down your main lines to help treat the tree roots. Maybe you're not ready yet to fix that line because it's such a big cost, unexpected cost. So I like those. Some of your Drano's and stuff, you know, first off, I'm not a big fan of them because when it doesn't work and we go in there and we try to clean the line and that stuff splashes up on us, some of it's pretty caustic, you know, some of it's pretty harmful. Yeah. So that maybe I don't like that stuff as much, but I mean, I believe most of it has some effects to a degree and works, yeah.
Now that root thing with trees, is that your problem as a homeowner, or does the city have to do any of that stuff from the sidewalk? You hear about all these nightmares.
Well, you know, there's typically, you know, a typical setup is a main sewer running underneath the street, and then you have a T or a tap that then goes to your house, and in general, everyone's responsible from their tap to their house. And the expensive part is the part that's under the street to replace. So when you get roots out there, you know, it's a, you know, big one-time cost that you weren't expecting. And that's where you can treat the lines or, you know, a lot of people that have those issues that want to wait. We come out once a year and give them a preventative maintenance and just run our blades through the line.
Scope through there.
Yep. And then what happens is I tell them as the frequency increases, then you better start getting ready. When it backs up twice a year or it starts backing up three times a year, once it becomes more frequent, you're in trouble and you better do the big job.
And I learned a couple of years ago, your homeowner's insurance will actually pay for that. If you can pay them like $10 a month, and then if you have an issue, they'll take care of it.
Yep.
It's just a small add to your homeowner's insurance and yep. you're covered.
It's like they pay for everything, but like the pipe, it's like all the work it takes to get to the pipe or right. something. Yeah, because I have to break it out special, and the insurance is paying for it.
Oh, really?
But
yeah.
it does help that bill.
Sure, sure. Because that's a
friend
it's,
of mine had that.
It's a big,
pretty
bill.
Stout.
Yeah, $10,000 isn't
abnormal.
Sure. Yeah, and $20,000 can happen. So depending on. You know, where you live and
how many trees you got
and how much you got to go under the city streets, because that's right. where all the regulations come in. You know, it's a little bit easier to work in someone's yard than under the right of way.
Right. Now, you guys were at the Home and Garden Show. Was that February?
Yep.
Yeah, February.
February.
Yeah. What did you see now? Again, after the couple of years we've been through and people coming around, were people just getting out? Were they spending money? I mean, what were people talking about?
I was pleasantly surprised. It was different because I felt the numbers were down. But the people who showed up were serious.
Yeah, I've heard that
versus like being a ton of people and not really interested. Everyone that was there and talked to me had a plan.
Had a purpose.
They had a purpose. So that was good for me because mm-hmm. it's a really good spend of my time talking to someone that ultimately is going to buy something. Yeah. And I was really happy the fact that a lot of people were still fixing up their homes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are spending more time at home, so a lot of people are fixing up their homes. And so a lot of the do-it-yourselfers like to come down and get a plumber and get an electrician and then try to just kind of be the contractor themselves. And that works real well for our company.
The stuff they don't know. They might build walls, can't do the plumbing, so yeah, I'll hire you to do that.
Like they do the walls or the drywall or the painting and the finishes and stuff, but, you know? Yeah.
Well, and I'll bring up why we used you. And one of the things I liked about your company is we called around and we got the referral from Scott and we called you guys. You were the only company that called us back within 2 days.
Oh, wow.
Some took a week, but by that time we had already made our decision. Besides the fact that you called us back, you set a time that was relatively quick. It was just 3 or 4 days. You were in, you were out, you were done. And this was right in the middle of COVID when we had done some interior work ourselves by replacing a bathroom cabinet.
Now, be honest, Kurt. Did you start to do it and then go,
no,
I ain't doing
that? When I pulled that cabinet away, I said, I'm not messing with that plumber. No, we're hiring
somebody. Or did Diana tell you you're not doing that?
No. Same thing with electrical. I've fallen off too many ladders with that. I don't play with that one either.
Yeah.
Building walls I can do.
Yes.
I won't. So you guys were, it was just an amazing how quick and easy it was when we were hearing horror stories from other people. So I have to comment your back-end people, your admin people, the way they handled it, the way they called us back. It wasn't a, we
good
didn't get
hear.
Put onto a, well, hit 5 if you want this or 3 if you want, no. Right. We got a person and it works.
Yeah, great. That's great to hear. And that's really what we want to do. We want to come out there and, well, one, do what you want us to do, not force something upon you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then two, try to make it easy for you. So even if you're a do-it-yourselfer and you need some helpful hints on the sequence of events, you know, of what comes first and what comes second and all that stuff, we like to help out with that.
Right. Well, the guy that did the work, he explained to my wife why we were cutting out the back of this new cabinet to make it work. Instead of doing this to the wall, mm-hmm. we could do this, and it was much easier. And it was amazing how fast it was.
That's what we want to be like mm-hmm. right there.
So that's what we want to hear. Very good.
Thank you.
Once again, it's lakewoodplumbing.com, 303-233-7007. $94 now. They'll come out and check over your AC unit. Hey, check out that filter and actually clean it. All right. They'll clean it for you. And once again, only plumbing and heating company that we have ever been associated with in all the years we've been doing Haystack Help Radio. And Tori is absolutely a personal friend, so full transparency there, but also a terrific, terrific business owner, great staff, and really your one-stop shop for all you need with your plumbing and heating needs. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Tori Cosgrove right after this.
Hi, this is Chris Kane with 303roofer.com. If you're looking to put on a new roof because of hail, give us a call at 303-390-1382. We'll give you a cash price, which means you'll most likely get to keep some of your insurance money instead of giving it to us. It's your money, we know that, and we'll price the work accordingly. So give us a call today, 303-390-1382, or go to our website, 303roofer.com.
Have you been thinking about a new pair of glasses? Maybe some prescription sunglasses? Well, look no further than Stack Optical. Since 1968, Yes, you heard me right. Since 1968, Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their patients. This family-owned business is proud to be one of the few optical offices that has their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Stack Optical, located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway, features the most extensive lines of eyeglass frames, sunglasses, and contact lenses to ensure that you love your appearance and experience superior comfort. Our comprehensive eye exams proactively diagnose eye conditions and diseases while providing the most accurate vision care. We welcome you to experience a lifetime of superior ocular care from doctors that are devoted to your eye health. Call now for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Hey, Dan, you know, our jobs are pretty different. I'm a baseball announcer, you're an attorney and a talk show host.
Yeah, but we do have something in common.
Really? What's that?
Our favorite car dealer, Len Lyle Chevrolet.
Yeah, definitely not your typical dealership.
That's so true, Jack. No high-pressure sales tactics. They respect your time. And when you have two jobs, that's important.
You know, I'd recommend Len Lyle Chevrolet to anyone. And with their low overhead, that means
lower prices. Yeah, we really do have something in common.
Len Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the least. Chevy, find new roads.
KLZ 560 AM, your home station.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt's number 720-895-0500 for all of your mortgage needs. And for all of your plumbing and heating needs, give Tori and his crew a call, 303-233-7007. Tori, I tell you, one of the best thing, two best things we've ever done with you. One, a tankless water heater.
Yep.
That was absolutely one of the best deals we ever did. And then recently, about a year ago, Ray says, man, because we were telling our basement, you could hang a meat locker. The main floor then was about 8 degrees deal, and then the top floor, our house in Highlands Ranch, was smoking hot. I mean, and you're like, man, how can it be that variance different? So we put a
two-stage furnace, and then a variable speed on the
1 degree difference now between the basement and the top floor, and it is awesome.
With the same ductwork and everything.
Didn't have to do anything else.
Yep.
Yeah.
Didn't tear out the walls.
No.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, that has been incredible.
Well, I like the tankless water heater. I keep thinking about it because upstairs, I wait for 3 minutes for that hot water to come up.
Yeah.
It's just,
yep.
It's a
pain.
They have a
recirculation built right into them.
I keep telling my wife, we got to do that. She said, I don't care. No. We got to do that.
I'm telling you, because you never run. And our problem, we'd have a lot of people that would come over during the summers and different things like that, and Victoria would be the last one,
taking a shower.
After feeding everybody. And then there's no hot water,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
And Tori goes, oh, we can take care of that. And son,
well, one of the big things right now with remodeling or upgrading your bathrooms are those standalone soaker tubs with the big floor fillers.
Yep.
You know.
Oh, sure.
And that's kind of, people put those in and, they upgrade to like the 60 to 80 gallon range. And then
that's a lot of water.
It's a lot of hot water. And I say, well, this thing looks pretty and it's going to be nice, but that 40 gallon water heater is just not going to fill up this, 60
with hot
to 80
water.
Gallon
mm-hmm.
tub, so.
And this thing's like so small. When they brought it in, I'm like, where's the rest of it?
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, it's
I'm still trying to understand how it can heat water. So, explain that to me, how it heats water so fast.
Well, basically, it's a big heat exchanger.
Right.
And we're coming in the bottom of it at, say, 40 to 50 degrees water. And then it's kind of coils and loops through that little square box, okay? And then there's a heat exchanger with a flame going through it in the middle. And that pipe, the water
heats it up that fast.
Heats it up that fast. It's powerful. Now, remember that your regular water heater is 36 to 40,000 BTUs. A tankless water heater modulates from 15,000, which is a lot less, up to 200,000. So it's five times more powerful than a water heater, but it's smart. So it senses the flow of water. So if you're just washing your hands, it starts out at 15,000 BTUs. But as more flow goes through it, it keeps stepping up all the way up to that 200,000. So it can heat some water awful fast. You know, well, you know, 70 degrees hotter by the time it comes in the box to the time it goes out.
See, and you bring up a point. When I go to turn on the water in the kitchen, I'll turn it on full blast, leave it hot, then I'll walk away from it, start a cup of coffee or something, come back.
Yeah.
And I got a whole bunch of water coming out of here, and it's not working. I mean, it's not doing me anything.
Right. It's
because you just said it, the flow, you could even shut the flow down, and you're still going to get the water faster.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can waste, easily 10 to 20 thousands of gallons of water a year just waiting.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, and we can't afford to waste water.
Yeah, well, there's not a lot going around right now.
Yeah, no, there's not, and it's getting too expensive.
So, Tori, let's talk a little bit just about your staff and all, because I know you pride yourself in that, and, you know, you hear of the master plumber and all that kind of stuff. Kind of explain just some of the different levels of that's in your industry.
Well, there's master plumbers, there's journeyman plumbers, there's apprentices. For the most part, I just try to hire a first team.
Mm-hmm.
I just try to hire, I don't try to have like one guy overseeing five guys. Right. You know, I almost feel like, in a way, each one of my vans is its own little business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and each guy in each van should be responsible for being able to take care of the customer. So the most part, I just try to hire state licensed journeyman plumbers. But, you know, guys with the customer service is their top priority. And, you know, you and I talked about that.
Sure.
That's something, you know. It starts off hiring a good human being.
Absolutely.
Before a good plumber.
Because you can't teach that.
You can't. Yeah. And that's
you teach the skills. You can't teach that one.
Yes. So if I'm interviewing someone, I'm almost looking at their human attributes.
Mm-hmm.
They're caring, concerned, all that kind of stuff, more so than, you know, how good can you solder pipe or, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, you take that for an assumption that you know you have the skills.
Yeah.
You know, but do you have the people skills?
Yep. And that's the service industry.
How did you do with that, you know, because we all, my business as with your business, it's hard finding people to come to work. And I know they say unemployment's not, but there's a whole lot of people that aren't even in the field anymore.
Yeah.
How do you find somebody? How do you deal with that through COVID? How did you?
It's been a little bit difficult. On the tradesman side, we've been doing, you know, better. And once again, just hired some good people. And I think one of my practices more than anything is just once we get them is to keep them.
Yep.
And to treat them right and to have them like their job and to pay them well. We pay well. And that's retention is almost the most important part to me is you know, because if you don't treat them well, they just leave.
And that's expensive, man.
Oh,
I mean, it is.
And then we just really, we spoke to this a little bit earlier, we just really started hiring back in the office. We had to let six office people go when COVID came. I mean, I didn't waste any time, to be honest with you. I just laid off six people in the office and left three of us in there. But it's been a slow build back to get the administration people that are looking for work and that really want to be part of our organization.
Sure.
But there are things you can do to keep an employee without necessarily paying them. And what I've learned over being self is listen to them.
Yep.
Make sure you spend time with them when you can.
Yep.
And ask them about them. Let them talk about them. That they matter, because they do matter. They are your business. There's only so much you can do or I could do.
Yep.
It's taking care of the people.
Yep. 100%.
Like you said, yeah. And when you do that and you make sure they're paid well, they're not, because retraining them takes way too much out of me.
Oh, amen. Yeah. Amen.
Once again, it's Lakewood Plumbing and Heating, 303-233-7007. $94 if you're just getting in the car, turning on the radio. Torian has offered us a great deal. Hey, this is normally $175, but today all you got to do is call. Mention you heard Tori here on the show, 303-233-7007. They'll come in and check out your AC unit, actually clean your filter for you, and just get it all checked out so you don't have to make that emergency call or wait till it's an extremely busy time for them as well. So let's kind of talk about your service areas. What's kind of your scope of the metro area?
Well, you know, this is maybe another little bit of a change that happened with COVID. So every morning, say approximately 15 to 20 you know, service techs would meet at the shop, and we'd all be there at 7 o'clock, a couple donuts and coffee, and here's the day's work, and head out. We changed our business, and so everyone dispatches from home now.
Okay.
And it really has worked out better, because I have guys that live in Elizabeth, guys that live in Castle Rock, Centennial, Highlands Ranch, and then we got guys that live up in Erie, guys that live up in North Glen and Thornton. And so we dispatch from home, so we really can cover more territory and cover it more economically now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Saves money.
It saves. I got to be honest with you, the bottom line improved a ton.
Yep.
And there's things that we learned from COVID, and that was one thing that our company learned. It was there's a better way of doing things.
Out of that, yes.
Well, I had somebody call me the day, and they were talking about a company that used to give free consults, kind of, but they quit doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, think about it. Gas and time of paying people, and I tell people all this all the time, I got no problem. Somebody charges me, you know, I don't know, $99 to come out. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then if I use them, I've had some people credit that money to it. If I don't use them, it was $99.
Right.
That helped cover
some. But I know more.
Yeah. Yeah. You
but
learn
I mean,
some.
People have to understand, I mean, it's not cheap. If we knew how to do it, we wouldn't be calling you.
Right.
If I had all the tools I needed. That's expensive. The diagnostic's expensive.
Right.
The gas is expensive. The training's expensive. So, you know, let's be honest. Plumbing is not
And that's an what that's what we're like. We're $115. Yeah. We call it the diagnostic. Sometimes that's the most value you're going to get from us, because almost after that is done, half the time you might be able to just go do it yourself, and you just and then you save yourself, you know, several hundred dollars because you just learned what needed fixed.
Right. Yeah.
What I want to ask about sprinkler systems. What is some of the things you would recommend? Because it seems like my neighbors go through a lot of anti-siphon valves cracking because they don't do certain things. And I learned a long time ago, I have two little screws, and one on one side, one on the other. I just take it out, put it in the house.
Oh, you beat me to the punch.
I've been doing that for years.
So where the plumber stops and the irrigation guys begin is at that device.
Yes.
And so if you put that device on two threaded fittings at each end.
Big white ones. They work really well.
And they're called unions. And you just unscrew them and take it inside. That's better than thinking, did I drain it down? Did I drain it down in time? Did I turn it on too early?
Yep.
So I like just taking them off. And there's a way to do that pretty easily.
Because I got so tired of taking plastic pipe and putting these little spacers on it and trying to make sure it fit right. And I said, no, there's got to be. Somebody showed me that many years ago.
Yep.
But what can somebody do that doesn't do that or can't do that? What are some ways that maybe they can protect those? Is there a way?
Well, you know, you can try to protect them with insulation like you see people doing.
A blanket or something.
But you really just got to make sure they're drained down. And then the only way they can be drained down is to have the proper, you know, cap and drain on them that you unscrew and let drain down. And some people don't have that.
And then at the end of your pipes where your valves are, have another drain. So
yes.
And leave that open.
Right, right. And any sprinkler technician or plumbing technician should be able to tell you that. But, you know, after going through a few of those several hundred dollar devices.
They're $75 a piece.
Yeah, after going through that every year, you probably would have learned that by now.
Yeah, it's a headache.
Yes.
Now's a good time to turn them on, right?
Yep. We're, you know, clubhouses, pool buildings, all that started happening about a week ago.
Yep.
So. I think we're kind of all right starting things up for the summer.
And that was going to lead to my next question here, just about on the commercial end of things. So we may have somebody that owns an apartment building, or they own a high-rise, whatever. You can handle all that, right?
Yeah, well, that's probably 50% of our business is, you know, doing apartment complexes. HOAs is a big part of our business. And so we're out there right now. Everyone want to get their pool going at the HOAs and apartment complexes. And so it's time where those boilers are getting turned on. You know, the pool contractors are out there getting the pool ready, and we're out there, you know, turning in the showers, the bathrooms, and we call it de-winterizing, you know, just getting everything up and going. So it's that time of year, and that is a big part of our business.
Right.
And that, you say, what are most of our calls, the non-residential calls are that, Kurt. They're starting
businesses.
Up people's pool buildings, exterior bathrooms, you know, in any type of outdoor entertainment. You know, we do a lot of work for commercial facilities like Huts and Gardens, and all those places are open year-round. Golf courses are open year-round, but they seem to do more, you know, in the springtime, do a little bit more plumbing work to get the bathrooms back in shape and stuff.
Absolutely. Lakewood Plumbing and Heating, 303-233-7007. $94 is your special of the day. Thank you, Ray, for giving us that. And, again, they'll come out, check out your AC unit, clean your filter for you, just make sure everything is going to get you through this summer. 303-233-7007. This is Haystack Help Radio.
For years now, you've heard me talk about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and yes, for almost 20 years, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has been taking care of our pets. From medical, grooming, boarding, and even training, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is your one stop for all of your pet's needs. Not only is their facility state-of-the-art, but now you can download the free Lone Tree Vet app and visit their online store for your pet products and pharmacy needs. You can also have your very own pet portal. Plus, don't forget to read their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com. Do you take your dog on hikes? Check out Hiking the Trail Safely with Your Dog. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Call today 303-708-8050 or check them out, LoneTreeVet.com.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Caranzi, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. One more segment here with our good friend Tori Cosgrove. If you're just getting in the car or turn on the radio, it is Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. 50 years, hey. They know how to do it right.
50 years.
They will treat you right.
That's a long time to have
Man,
a business.
I was 14 when they started.
No, you weren't.
No. All right. And but anyway, Tori and his crew, they'll get you fixed up. And once again, they really try to take care of you. As Tori mentioned, hey, you just look at little things like this that he was talking about in the previous segment from an owner's standpoint. What can you do to cut costs and help you? And Tori, let's be honest, hey, keep meeting, buying coffee, doing donuts, you got to pay for that somehow.
Yes,
now,
sir.
And it comes back to us. Hey, yep. You're looking at ways to save you money, sure, but you know what? In the long run, it saves us money too.
Right, right. Looking ways not to have to pass cost on to the customer.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
And then, you know, in this day and age, especially here in the last year with inflation, that's really important. Trying not to raise your prices right now is a big fight.
I know. Hey, real quick on the tankless water heater, I want to go back and talk about service on those a little bit. What is it? Annually you like to do something?
You know, the manufacturers are going to recommend annually. So, but what I say is let us come out there the first time and do it for you. One is we're willing to teach you how to do some of it if you want to be the do-it-yourselfer, okay? And two is we're going to find out how bad it needs to be done. Does it need to be done more frequently than once a year or less frequently?
Now, is that because of different water, like water,
yes, water quality
or whatever?
Yeah. So it's the hard water is the enemy of the tankless water heater because it is so hot that hardness can scale up in the heat exchanger. So the main maintenance that you need to do on them is descaling. And it's basically, oversimplify, it's basically a bucket of vinegar and water with a pump in it that you hook up to the bottom of the tankless, and then you just pump vinegar and water through it or a descaling solution through it, and it all the hardness, the calcium and magnesium, comes out and lands in your bucket. So like when I did mine, well, like any good owner of a plumbing company, I didn't descale mine for 4 years. So when they came out,
like the plumber that had the spigot problem.
Yeah,
he didn't look inside.
Yeah, exactly. But it just filled my bucket with like 2 or 3 inches of just white, you know, calcium, magnesium, and hardness, and it just kind of told me that I should do it more often. But
and there's different water qualities. every city, probably, and probably even in different same cities, different areas.
It is amazing different. All the differences in the water quality and hardness, you know. Mm. I mean, I live down there by you, and we need to do ours at least. We should probably do ours once a year.
Yeah.
Do you recommend water purify systems?
Well, I do. It's not really my best, expertise, but I do, because it'll help not only your tankless water heater, but the valve in your toilet, heater. The valves in your faucets, yeah. You know, the valve on your ice maker. I mean, hard water is hard on plumbing fixtures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, during the break, we were talking about half your businesses that
right.
you're doing work to.
Yeah.
And we got talking about our HOAs. What are some of the things that you, like pools and stuff, that you have to do with them?
Well, you know, so we do all their common areas. So this is the time of the year where the common areas open back up. So there's, you know, bathrooms at swimming pools, the showers at the swimming pools, the drinking fountains. One thing we were talking about, but you know, a lot of the HOAs and apartment complexes, they're all putting in dog washes.
Yeah, and I find that interesting.
That's been a real boom to our business. You know, we just, a lot of people want dog washes now, and the people, you know how people are with their dogs, right?
Oh, absolutely,
you know,
man.
People are demanding that, you know, when you're going to pay big time rent or big time, you know, HOA dues, you want amenities like that nowadays.
One of the things I found ironic with that is because most HOAs that I know of don't allow you to have pets. But now they're putting in dog washes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's kind of a contradiction of terms.
Right,
but I find that interesting.
Well, things have changed. I mean, I grew up on a farm in Iowa, and dogs didn't have, you know, the dogs slept outside.
Yeah. Period. Dude, now dogs sleep on the bed.
And if they want to be washed,
yeah.
They go out in the rain.
Exactly. So my father taught me differently than what I'm seeing out there in the world. And my daughter's a lot different than what I was brought up.
Absolutely. Hey, real quick, on like bathrooms and showers and different things like that. You know, you go into sometimes these, what we used to do, I don't know, the Parade of Homes still around. They still do that Parade of Homes thing.
I think so, yeah.
But you used to go in there, man, that had these really cool, you know, like double heads coming out of the wall, and then the steam shower,
yeah.
All that. Is that the steam thing? I mean, it looks really cool, but do you do any of that?
You know, we do. I'm not going to say we do a lot of it, but we do some of it, especially when people are doing these bathroom remodels. We've done a couple in the last month, and I mean, it's personal preference.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, I like a good steam shower, so
yeah.
It's worth it. I mean, you're going to end up spending a few more thousand putting something like that in. But it's prevalent. I mean, it's popular right now.
Mm-hmm. Once again, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating, 303-233-7007. Give them a call. Let them know you heard Tori here on Haystack Help Radio. And once again, if you're just joining us, $94. Hey, they'll come out, check out your AC unit, clean your filter for you, and just make sure that unit's going to get you through this summer, and you can stay cool. And they will take great care of you. They'll handle all your plumbing needs as well. And as I said, hey, no use in calling several different companies. Take one that's been doing it right for 50 years. Again, the exclusive. And I just want to be clear about this. They didn't buy that or whatever. That's my choice. And, you know, to have Tori, just like Kurt Rogers, is our exclusive mortgage person. Hey, why do I need 10 people to buy advertising when I got one that just does it right and treats people right? You know, that's about as simple and as honest I can be with you. So same way with Kurt and Affordable Interest Mortgage. Hey, he takes care of people. I don't need 9 more just to sell more advertising. Tori takes care of people. Was out at our house yesterday and be coming out and helping us with a few other things. But they are great, great companies, and we are glad you are with us. So, Tori, where do you see this going, man, with just – the building industry, the, you know, just a supply line of things, and just, man, it's just going to be a couple of years before we rebound totally.
Yeah, I just don't know where it's all going. I thought, you know, this building of these apartment buildings and rent going up and all that would come to a standstill here pretty quick, but I don't know if I've seen it happen. And, you know, and it's good for me because –
sure.
Like I say, they're just keep fixing up these apartment buildings. The one they're not building, they're even making nicer. And, you know, and it's driving these developers and owners because they do want to raise their rent because the demand is there for it. So for my industry, things are still going pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I worry about the future and the economy a little bit. But, You know, I've 25 years I've owned this business, and I've been through a few of them. And when you brought up 2008, if someone asked me what my worst years was, 2008 was it.
8 to 10. Oh, yeah.
Yep. It was, 9/11, not so bad. A few years back, not so bad. But 2008, that was – I said I'd never complain again when I made it through that.
That's right.
And I haven't.
No.
And I haven't.
We learned a lot there.
Yes.
But I think what you're dealing with is with COVID, it taught us so many good things.
Yes.
And there's so many people that go from the East Coast and the West Coast that are moving to Colorado because you can live anywhere in the country now and work for about 60% of the jobs.
Yeah.
So we're seeing people living here that actually used to work in New York.
Yeah.
So I think that's why the demand is so much higher.
Yeah.
There was an article I read a couple months ago that the East Coast believes that we're 30% underpriced. Now, for those folks that live here, we don't think we're underpriced that much.
Got it.
But that's why the demand is so high, and that's why it's going to continue for a while. It's going to be there.
I have an exact example of that, but it was a younger couple. And they moved here, I forget from where, but they thought it was well-priced here. They were two IT-type people in their late 20s, so young, and live anywhere, chose Denver, and we just did a $21,000 remodel for them.
Yeah.
And they thought everything was fair here, and they thought, I want to live in Denver because I can live wherever I want. And I was like, hey, if you lived here, you'd be complaining right
now. That's right. We don't like the roads because there's too many people on it. But, that's what we're seeing. That was one of the other side effects, and that's why it's so hard for people in Colorado to understand. Here's where all these people are coming from. You got the same thing going on in Arizona.
Yeah.
They're growing at the same rate.
Yeah.
Because you can live anywhere and work.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, Tori, thank you, bud. I know you guys are busy. Thanks for taking an hour out of your busy schedule.
Thank you, Kurt. Always good spending time with you.
Thank you for all the years of your friendship and great service to all of our
Scott, one thing that I really enjoy about working with you is when you say what you said to Kurt and I earlier, because it really rings true. You don't go out and get 10 guys from my industry to support, to be in your network. You know? And I appreciate that.
I really appreciate that. It's a great feeling for me to be able to say, hey, when people call, hey, I need a plumber, heating and mortgage, whatever. Hey, call them. And you know what? Here's another good thing real quick. I don't have to call you and go, hey, Tori, I'm sending a buddy, Hank, over. I need you to take care of him.
Yep.
I don't have to do that because you know what? That's what you do. You take care of people, and that's a great, great
thing. That's when Diana called you. She said, okay, I need a plumber.
And I didn't call Tori and tell him anything. Yeah. So.
And I call Scott, too. Scott's got me taken care of. And got a nice, honest automotive guy I go to now because of him. And things in my life are improved just from knowing you and you helping me out with my things.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, good deal. And that honest dealer is Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Drive east and pay the least. All right.
Good plug there. Good one. He's my
gentlemen,
guy.
Thank you very much. Most of all, thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. Hey, take advantage of this $94 AC special. Get your filter clean. Call Tori today, 303-233-7007. Only $94. Mention Haystack Help Radio.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.